Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, the State Election Board will meet as Georgia faces a looming deadline on ballot QR codes. Georgia's agency in charge of overseeing services for seniors is looking for feedback. And a major fuel spill at Atlanta's airport sent thousands of gallons of jet fuel into the Flint River earlier this year.
But this is the ninth time in 10 years. You know, the fact that it happens, not a surprise.
Today is Tuesday, April 14th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. The State Election Board is set to meet tomorrow as Georgia faces a looming deadline to change the way voters cast ballots. State lawmakers last year banned the use of QR codes to tally election results starting July 1st, but they also ended their 2026 session without passing a bill to create a replacement system. Bartow County Election Supervisor Joseph Kirk, president of the Georgia Association of Voter Registration and Election Officials, says the issue, quote, weighs on him.
I'm disappointed to be in this position. We did everything we could to be as helpful as we could to address this issue, but unfortunately, the bill did not pass. So we are still looking for an answer and a path forward.
The election board could mandate paper ballots, Governor Brian Kemp could call a special session, or courts could intervene to address the issue. Three Georgia Democrats running for governor will appear in a live televised debate tomorrow, but the stage will not include former Atlanta State Senator Jason Estevez, whose polling numbers were too low for debate organizer Nexstar Media. The Estevez campaign says the media group didn't take into account more recent polling that shows him in second place among a crowded field. The debate will include former Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, former Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, and former DeKalb County CEO Michael Thurmond. The Flint River begins just north of Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport and runs right underneath it. That means accidents at the world's busiest airport can have a direct path into one of Georgia's most important waterways. That's exactly what happened earlier this year when 20,000 gallons of jet fuel spilled into the Flint. Now, new details show the leak may have gone undetected for days. GPB's Pamela Kirkland reports.
Aren't you so excited? You found the Flint!
This is it.
Across the street from an industrial area in College Park, Hannah Palmer trudges through patches of tall grass. She heads Finding the Flint, a group dedicated to educating people about the river. She points out the first trickles of it.
The Florida line is where the Flint River joins the Chattahoochee River to form the Apalachicola River. So that's why this is the headwaters of the Flint. It's the farthest distance from the mouth.
You'd probably never know if you were driving by. Georgia's second longest river travels from here, underneath the airport, about 350 miles to the Georgia-Florida line.
Flat Shoals is
about 40 miles downstream in Pike County. At Flat Shoals, we meet Flint River keeper Gordon Rogers. A handful of people fish for shoal bass on fly rods. Turtles poke their heads out of the water. Rogers says Georgia has a lot of beautiful rivers.
But certainly in Georgia, the Flint is the belle of the ball. She's the prettiest, without a doubt.
The Flint River is also an important source of water for Metro Atlanta and communities further south.
About 1 million people make their living and drink their water off of this resource.
But drinking the Flint was on pause after an estimated 20,000 gallons of jet fuel spilled into the river from the airport in January. That prompted the governor to issue a state of emergency. 20 miles north of Flat Shoals, the city of Griffin issued a do not consume advisory. Stephanie Eddy lives there.
I took a shower at 8:30 and found out that there was a smell in the water. I thought it was like diesel or something.
State and local officials attributed the smell to de-icing fluid from the airport rather than jet fuel. Independent chemists consulted by GPB disputed that science. The do not consume advisory was lifted less than 24 hours later. Gordon Rogers says this wasn't the first spill.
This is the ninth time in 10 years. The fact that it happens, not a surprise.
In 2022, the airport was fined $40,000 after spilling 1,400 gallons of jet fuel the year before. That's small compared to 28,000 gallons of jet fuel that's been recovered so far in this cleanup, according to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Gordon Rogers says he wants to see better rules at the airport to prevent these spills. At a February hearing at the state capitol, Jeff Cown, head of Georgia's Environmental Protection Division, said he believed existing rules were followed.
I'm not sure there was a compliance issue there. I don't believe so. I think it was just something that, you know, you have to watch these things every day to make sure.
But in this case, that didn't happen. Records later obtained by GPB and confirmed by EPD show the leak went on for 8 days before airport personnel became aware. Here's Cown again.
And we'll probably talk to them about some better secondary containment in the future as well.
The airport already has catch basins and containment booms for fuel spills. So, riverkeeper Gordon Rogers asks, how do you keep these spills out of the river?
It's a really interesting question, and I don't have an answer at the moment.
The investigation by state regulators into the spill is ongoing. For GPB News, I'm Pamela Kirkland in Meriwether County.
Georgia TSA agents will have one less bill to worry about during the partial government shutdown. The Georgia Public Service Commission issued an order yesterday temporarily suspending late fees and service cutoffs for TSA agents. Agents are receiving back pay now, but future funding is still uncertain. Commissioner Tricia Pridemore says the panel took action after hearing that agents are picking up second jobs.
They're working at night to pay their rent or their mortgage and their utility bills. So I thought about this after being stuck in Houston for a long time, and I thought, you know, what can I do to be able to help them?
Agents have 30 days after the shutdown ends, and back pay is restored to pay any overdue gas or electric bills. Georgia's agency in charge of overseeing services for seniors is looking for feedback on its next statewide plan. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more.
Every year, Georgia's aging population is getting larger. The State Plan on Aging is a guide for investments in their health and well-being. To help inform the plan for the next 3 years, Georgia's Department of Human Services is hosting community conversations from Rome to Savannah through the end of the summer, hosted by local area agencies on aging. There are 12 such agencies in the state. The federal government requires states to have aging plans before accessing federal funds for local services. Current priorities include strengthening the dementia care network and expanding access to Medicaid-funded home and community-based services. But aging services receive only a fraction of the state's human services budget, with a budget increase of 5% this year, largely going toward filling gaps in foster care and child welfare. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
Macon-Bibb County officials have approved a proposal to rezone land for a new Mercer University Medical School. The property near the Ocmulgee River is planned to become a medical school in office buildings, apartments, and more. It's part of a move that county leaders envision as a catalyst for downtown development. Athens community members packed into a library auditorium for a mayoral debate organized by WUGA last night. The station's Alexia Ridley has more.
More than 150 people, many standing along the walls, attended the debate. Rob Woolery was among those there to hear the candidates' stances on issues including affordable housing, data centers, and development.
I want to know what our tax dollars are going for. That's all. I'm tired of funding programs for people that aren't putting anything into the game. Everybody needs to put some skin in the game.
Five candidates are vying to replace outgoing Mayor Kelly Gertz. The election is Tuesday, May 19th. For GPB News, I'm Alexia Ridley.
And that is a wrap on Georgia Today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to learn more about any of these stories or find new stories our reporters are writing, go to gpb.org/news. And subscribe to this podcast. It's the best way to remember to stay on top of all the Georgia headlines. If you subscribe now, we will pop up in your podcast feed tomorrow afternoon. And your feedback is always welcome. Email it to us. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.